Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, you guys, this week's episode of The Friend Zone is sponsored by the good black people at Bevel. Bevel, once again, is the first and only shaving system that's designed for coarse, nappy, curly hair and sensitive skin. Stop paying thousands of dollars for all those other razors that you only throw away and they only hurt and harm your skin. Get yourself a Bevel razor and start taking care of your skin today. I use it myself. It's the best thing ever that can get my head the closest to perfection. And that is the Bevel razor. So order your Bevel razor today by going to getbevel.com and using code FRIENDZONE to get 20% off your first month. That's code FRIENDZONE to get 20% off the first month of your new Bevel subscription. You guys, please support Bevel. Please. Let's get to the show.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show.
I'm in a zone.
Skip-a-dap, boop-a-dap, bop-a-bop-bop-bop.
Get your wet, wet.
Bop, 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 bop.
You can bet that.
Bop, 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 bop.
Get your wet, wet.
No, 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 no. I hate them, man. But that used to be the jam. That little boy could sing.
Which one?
In Hanson, the lead singer.
The youngest one?
That little boy could sing. That lead singer, he was a singing-ass little boy. Think about the way he was, oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, he was, like, soulful.
Yeah, he went to a black church a couple Sundays.
You can't teach that.
That's Mom, can I go to church again with Tyrone and his friends? They love singing.
Speaking of singing, I think it's something that we have to do. Y'all thought we was just going to start talking this week, but we not. We always start with a song, and sometimes you feel like you're by yourself out here. So,
yeah, something slow and sexy in the friend zone. Gonna do it real fast, so put down your phone, pick up your headphones, and listen. We got something to make your body glisten. Clean your brain, refresh your whole membrane. That's insane. I rhyme with the same thing, but I'm gonna take it over again.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. But fuck that, my name Dustin, and you know I'm a thug. I stole that rhyme from Hove, cause that nigga's the man, and I pick up from the greats anytime that I can. And see, I reference my art, cause I'm black boy and I'm smart, and I didn't went to school, and I still remain cool enough to excel and do well on each other. For my brothers, they watch me from others, and in druthers, I'm the man. I do what I can. I try to have skill at my wheel. Don't ever want to kill shit, but that freestyle flow every week at wheel. That's what I do when I come on through. I was made for this. Didn't know that I could do it, but I got capacity and audacity and a how dare me is trashily.
Yeah.
Word
capacity
up.
And audacity.
Word up. Thesaurus type brain on y'all ass.
That was about to switch
What's
to like
up?
A Foxy flow. I like
that.
I was going.
Shout out to the Friend Zone. Shout out to High 97. Shout out to Monica Brown.
Okay, we gotta let y'all know that we can do a little bit of everything every week. Okay.
That's right. We here to stay, and so is the Friend Zone. And so welcome to that. Okay.
All right.
Which is your weekly look and listen into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the what? HE double hockey sticks wants
Hell.
A musty brain.
Hell.
Welcome to the show. How's everybody doing out there tonight?
Oh, I'm crying now.
I don't know why I love that so much. Okay, so wait. I'm not going to put too much business out there, but friend, when we got paid the other night, why I got that envelope and I said, oh, I'm crying now. I wish that was my ringtone for shit. Like, whenever something pops up, something real good, like if somebody comes to your door and is like, you have just won. $1.5 million. But oh, I'm crying now. Like,
or what if you had that like an automatic? What if you had like an automatic sound system where like when you had sex, you hit this button
no.
after you finish, you hit a big buzzer button, like
okay, and oh, I'm crying now. But woo, that was great. Like, if it was so great, then why didn't you hit the button? Like, fine. Oh, I'm crying now.
Can you bring me some toilet paper?
Oh, I'm crying now.
But see, you and Dustin, there are so many sound bites. We need to have like a sound bite machine.
We do.
So I can always hit that while I'm crying now.
You know, like that bruh button?
Yes.
No, just like how Desus and Miro, shout out to the Bodega Boys, how they got their soundboard and shit, and they be playing tax saying, not really. Be safe, though.
They do?
Get out, hell yeah. They asses be on Uncommon Sense because they ain't got no damn sense. Oh, well, it's been a great week. I think 1 week ago we dropped an episode of The Friend Zone where we got to get into nature versus nurture. And a lot of you guys had some really interesting things to say on the topic. Fran, what did you find?
That just threw me off.
I know, you wasn't ready for that shit. You was about to take the wheel and I took it from you.
Okay, show forward.
I had to.
Right?
Dustin told me to go second.
Phil Nominal on SoundCloud said, hey guys.
Come on, Phil Nominal. Right? Let's give it up.
Shout out to him too, because I think he was at the Selena Johnson show.
Really?
Shout out to Phil Nominal. Our Phil, you know who you are, shit.
He said, hey guys, there have been several topics that I've wanted to comment on, but this topic is a conversation I always have. I say this to say I believe nurture will only influence you but so far, just as Sir Dustin said, but it is in your nature to be who you are and how you are. Okay, to the meat and potatoes. I was raised as the oldest of three brothers. However, I have always felt like an outcast from my immediate family because I am just not anything like them. I'm outgoing, in touch with my feelings, randomly silly, and bluntly honest. Well, when I turned 33, I finally met the family on my biological father's side, and to my surprise, I finally felt like there was an actual family that was just like me. I never met them, nor even had conversations with them, but within the hour, my brothers, sisters, and cousins, we acting a fool as if we had known each other our whole lives. Some things you just can't teach because it's naturally supposed to be that way. It feels great to know where you belong.
I love it.
So I love that, because even though he wasn't around them when he met them, it was like automatic synchronicity, and I think that's cool. That's a cool argument for nature.
That is pretty sweet.
Thank you, Phenomenal. So, Sir Dustin, what did you find?
Last week was really dope, and so everybody sent so many kind tweets and so many nice words of, you know, just comfort, letting me know that I wasn't alone, you know, out here in the world with my feelings of things, you know, just being nurtured, and, you know, that's that. But, this, you know, I always focus on what was hot in the tweets, right? So what I want to highlight came from a Twitter user with the name Dave Lozo, D-A-V-E-L-O-Z-O. And this was in reference to the whole Lena Dunham and Odell Beckham controversy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which we're not even going to start talking about that marshmallow. But just moving forward, he said, what if Odell Beckham had engaged Lena Dunham in conversation? And he wrote an entire script about what the conversation would have been like at the Met Gala.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Are you going to act it out?
Of course.
Yes.
So he says, Odell Beckham. Hi, I'm Odell. Odell Beckham. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Lena Dunham.
They shake hands.
Are you the football man? I was told a football man would be at my table.
Odell laughs.
Yes, I play for the New York Giants. I'm a wide receiver. What do you do?
Lena furrows her brow, upset that he didn't know who she is and ignores the question.
Oh my God, are you the guy that made that one-handed catch?
Yep, that was me.
Lena purses her lips and makes a dramatic scene by turning her body in a chair away from Odell.
I'm sorry. Did I do something wrong, Lena?
You think it's okay to make a one-handed catch, huh? You think that's appropriate?
What?
It's fine. I'm not mad. I'm laughing, actually. It's funny.
A waiter brings some shit to the table, whatever. Odile asks her what's wrong. Lena says,
Nothing's wrong. Unless that's salmon. Is that salmon?
Yeah, it is.
Lena screams and smashes a wine glass on the floor.
One-handed catches in salmon, huh? You know who catches salmon with one hand? A bear, Odile. A fucking bear. Now you want to culturally appropriate bear culture in my presence? Do you know how tough bears have it? And now you're stealing their one thing, eating salmon? Who do you think you are?
From across the table, Amy Schumer calls to Odile.
Oh, gosh. This is getting worse.
Yeah, so that's what it is. So shout out to him for taking that whole situation and making a script that highlights exactly how ridiculous that was for her to come up with these all concoctions from left field. You have to highlight talent, so shout out to you.
Yes.
Who's next?
Well, I have Christina in the emails who said hello to my fave mental health podcasters. Hey, you know. One particular aspect of this episode that struck a chord with me was Dustin's discussion about how religion has affected his need for freedom. As someone who grew up in a devout Christian home and went to small private Christian schools my whole life until college, praise God, his revelation forced me to reflect on how Christianity made me feel. As I thought about it, I realized it made me feel extremely inadequate and unable to achieve God's love because there were so many rules to follow. As a young adult, I'm understanding that I have to express these feelings of inadequacy by overcompensating in certain areas of my life. It's as if I have this desperate need to prove I am more than adequate, especially to my family. Now that I'm aware of it, I feel like I can finally try to reestablish a connection with God and figure out what that looks like outside of the legalistic bounds of Christianity. It's something I'm excited to explore, so I'm just saying thank you for always keeping my brain unmusty. Smooches, Christina.
What up, Christina?
I thought that was dope. You know, whenever you have those moments where you kind of see something and you reflect and you're like, all right, I can take this and I can work through this, or I see this as like a point to work on something, and you want to, you know, work on it, or just acknowledging it is bomb. So thanks for acknowledging that with us here at the Friend Zone.
So this week's show, we wanted to talk about, you know, the millennial struggle / generation.
That you might have said Mercury retrograde.
I mean, that too is part of it. I know we all feel it. But I saw a lot of, there was a hashtag going on, like how to confuse a millennial. Did you see it?
No.
And it was so good. You guys have to check it out on Twitter.
Were there
when
Tamagotchis
you get a chance.
And things in there? What was
no.
it?
No. But just talking about like how, you know, the government has literally like crashed the housing market, but then pressuring us to buy houses. And then you feel like you haven't made it if you don't have a house. Then it's all this loan debt, but then you can't get an apartment if you have debt. You know, just like the confusion of being a millennial and how there seems to be so many obstacles put in our place, especially economically. So I noticed a huge conversation that came out of that was the / generation conversation, which is what they call us, because they say we have so many jobs to stay afloat. And the thing with the / generation topic is that there's so many layers to it. There are those who just have a lot of jobs because we are trying to stay afloat with our rent, because rent is not a game, especially if you're here in New York. But then there are also those who just have, you know, their jobs that keep them afloat and pay the bills, and then you have your jobs that help you fulfill your passion. So there are different levels to it. But I thought it'd be a good conversation to kind of share whether you think having so many different jobs makes you, what is it, a jack of all trades and a master of none, and that can actually like work against you career-wise, or do you think making the most of your life now while you have it and trying to fulfill every talent, every gift, every skill set you possibly can right now will get you to where you're trying to get faster. Which side of the argument are you on? Who wants to go first? And please tell us what your slashes are.
Oh my God.
Right?
Man, I could slash all day. No, well, that sounds really bad, you know, out of context. It's really hard because I feel like you have to be a jack of many trades nowadays. Like growing up on the internet or just with, I feel like ego is present and bigger today than it probably ever was. Like
people older than us look down and are like, these niggas ain't even working. Like, they just doing whatever they want to do. They're right. not doing shit they need to be doing. You know, they're not filling these spaces. So it's almost like
even
some of the
they
time
they don't have the bills we have.
Yeah. So some of the time when you're trying to like explore shit creatively, you almost feel like, damn, am I like not doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, am I not fulfilling things the way I need to be? But when you like log onto the internet, this worldwide web, it's almost like you're missing out on something sometimes if you just don't pick up certain traits, or if you're not like, you can be a regular ass working Negro and, you know, get as high as you think you want to get in your company. But when you're out meeting people, they don't care about you unless you have a business card and a LinkedIn page. Like, and if you don't have a LinkedIn, depending on what type of arena you're in, your Twitter needs to be popping or your social media needs to be popping and happening for you. So you have to learn all this shit on a creative end and a business end, depending on what type of industry you want to be in. But you got to know both in both sides of the world. Like, when you're trying to crunch numbers in the office, sometimes they're going to be like, well, how are you creatively, too? So it's like you just... you hit one wall and then you got to slash to get over that wall and then get another slash to get over that. So it's like an enigma, like the World Wide Web, you almost get trapped in it. Because like I was saying to you earlier, we were doing shit before we got on the internet. When Vince Staples was talking in his interview about how he used to only get on for AIM and MySpace, I was thinking, shit, that's all I was getting on the computer for back in the day, too. Like, make your MySpace page look clean, talk to your niggas and shit.
Put your away message.
You put your away message up, and then you riding around and you getting it, or, you know what I'm saying? But even doing MySpace, you had to learn, like, coding on top of photography, on top of Photoshop if you want your pictures to look a certain way, on top of music if you ain't got the, if, you know, your artist don't got shit up, how to rip music, like, all this bullshit. Where did this come from?
Man, tech. But, I mean... I don't know. The argument is interesting because I think our parents and just that older generation, they're so quick to say, I mean, okay, the cost of living is relative. I understand that. Like, you know, things were cheaper back then, but it's also how much relative to how much they were making.
Right.
But I do still believe that our debt now is way bigger than yeah. before, because I don't remember my mom or even her peers having so many school loans, and we didn't come from money, so it's not like she was able to just like pay off her semesters. You know, I just don't remember it being that expensive relative to her paycheck as it is now. Mm. Like, my high school was $45,000 a year. High school.
$45,000?
My middle school, was $28,000 a year. And that was in, well, I don't care to age myself. You already know how old I am. But I graduated from there in what, like 96, I think? So we're talking about the 90s.
And you told me she turned trick when y'all broke up in 96.
So for something in 96 to cost $28,000 to send your kid to, like, what, eighth grade? You know, like,
that's a lot of money.
That's insane. Woo. So I think, I don't know, I just think the debt is different and it's getting crazier and crazier because schools are getting more and more expensive. Kids are taking out more and more loans. I mean, I'm still paying my college loan. I still have a couple years left, I'd stand to say, you know, unless I get a big check that I can just like, whoop, swipe it off. But for now, it's been hard, and it's hard to stay afloat because then you have credit card debt from stupid mistakes mm-hmm. you made, or even just trying to stay afloat a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. You know, when your money gets tight, you got some decisions yeah. to make, you got some things you have to charge because you're put in a corner, you know?
Robbing Peter to pay Paul, that's a real thing.
You know, shit. And then let's not even get into rent. You know, rent to even just to have a, you know, like, peace of mind, not wanting to have so many roommates or live in a place that's so far away from mm-hmm. like transportation. Everything. Yeah. And then you have to make these cuts in order to save money, but they end up hurting you mentally because you're living with all these people that's like a mile away from the train. You know, like, it's just really rough. And I think that's why when the older generation doesn't seem to understand why we are the slash generation, why I have to be a waitress and a DJ and a host at a hotel and, you know, like, right. all these things.
Why can't you just get one good full-time job with benefits and work?
And then you go to get that one full-time job with benefits, but they expect you to make 28K but have 40 years of experience.
Right.
We want you straight out of college.
We want you to just come out of school but have 10 years of experience. It's like, what?
You know, it's like, it's the way that things are set up for us is so wild. So I don't know why, you know, So that's why on that side of things, I'm like, we're like just trying to do our best to make things work on a daily basis for ourselves. But then there is a side of it where I do understand how when you are so fragmented, it's hard to, what's the term I'm looking for? To like hone in mm-hmm. on one thing and really develop it. Because a lot of times you're tired as hell. Mm-hmm. You're coming home on fumes. You know what I mean? Like you barely have energy to do anything, especially if you have a 9-to-5 and then your passion project is your 5-to-9.
Right.
You know, and that, like when do you sleep? Like it's just really, it's tough.
Or hell,
out
even
here.
If you have a 9-to-5 and your passion is in between 12 and 4 and you're that trying to too, knock all that shit out at the same time.
You might have a 9-to-5 and a 5-to-9 mm-hmm. and then trying to do your passion projects, you know, mm-hmm. so that's not rare either. So, you know, I see both sides seeing that it might not be so helpful to be so, you know, fragmented into so many different careers, because then how do you really progress in any one side of it if you're not giving 100%? So it's tough. I'm kind of like on the fence. But I know for me, well, I'll let Dustin give his opinion and then I'll say, you know, how what I've managed to do with all of my talents to kind of like bring it all in.
Mm-hmm. You're about to give him the secret.
The secret, the keys.
So I think that the keys. So I think that I think the problem here, the reason they're being like a multi-hyphenate or being part of the slash generation, the problem with that is that people have abused it and they've sought to be a multi-hyphenate or to be a person who is a part of the, you know, the slash generation, I guess for the sake of being that, as opposed to it being a natural progression where you found these other talents. Mm. My point is this. I think that you need to start with a 100% laser focus on one thing. Identify your passion, or if it's not your passion, identify something that you are willing to commit 100% to, and you focus on that. Once you decide to be the best at something, you're going to be forced to understand different dynamics of that one thing. Mm-hmm. And therein is how you develop these multi-talents that you have, because you have to learn how to be smart in this way or that way or this way in order to make this whole situation work to accomplish this one goal. To me, if you arrive at this point of being a multi-hyphenate on that path, there's respect involved in that and it's legitimate. And that is something that people understand, because not only are you a multi-hyphenate, but you're good at all of the things that you're listing that you do. And they it all makes sense because it's underneath one big umbrella of this one thing that you were trying to do, right? And so people respect it as legitimate. It's not, it's a little bit different when you go online and you see somebody say, oh, I'm a model and a dancer and an actor and a singer and a rapper and a toe cutter and a, you know, an end
a
clipper,
toe cutter.
Toe, you know, all that shit. Oh, you know what I mean? And it's baloney. You know, it's total bullshit. And so it's cheapened, you know what I'm saying? The legitimacy, I guess, of being someone who has all of, who can wear that many hats. Mm. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. that's why it's messed up. So I don't think there's anything wrong per se with doing so. I just think there's something wrong with doing it and it being disingenuous. Make sense?
Perfect.
Okay.
How have you guys, and I'll give examples of how you guys have managed to make all of the complex parts of your gifts work for you and where you are now career-wise. Or what your plan is if you feel you haven't gotten there yet.
I was just about to say, I am still working on that. Like, there are a lot of different things that I want to tackle. But the problem that I have run into is I've tried to, because I know so many different things, or I've tried to learn so many different things, it takes away from that one centralized thing that you want to do. And it's like, as humans, we want to be able to multitask and take on several different things between our passion, our job, getting our lives together, you know what I'm saying? But as you pull those different energies away, you kind of get lost along the way. Or in my experience, I've gotten lost along the way. But because I've learned so many different things along the way, it's easier now to figure out how to line things up and put them together a certain way. So now at this point, I've taken all those like little things that I've learned, and because I've been able to identify what they are and how to use them and how those pieces fit to me and, you know, in other places, it makes things a little bit easier to navigate, because you're almost like, okay, I know what that's supposed to look like, and since that's not right, I can go on ahead and do it myself, or I can get somebody that I know knows how to do it since I can't do it.
True. For me, I believe in the long game. Because I think one thing with our generation, too, is that we are, like, the immediate gratification generation. So we want to be experts.
Insta, exactly.
Insta everything. You want to be an expert and famous and known about that thing you like immediately. And you want attention. You want to be big. And I think that's something that, you know, all these social media apps can kind of blur and make real when it's not actually real at all. For me, my game has been long. My mom says it, you're the 7-year overnight sensation. Because that's just the realest. Like, this, my momentum that I'm going through right now is 7 years in the making, if not even longer. Because it took me to have to start out on Tumblr and kind of position myself as a wellness blogger. Then once, you know, that was a couple of years in. Once I felt like I had made an impact and kind of carved that corner of the internet out where people weren't really talking about beauty and health, I became a staple in the blogger community. Then from there, that's when Cheska Lee pushed me and said, go to YouTube. YouTube, you know, I had to start from scratch because the thing is people don't follow you from platform to platform. Right. Sometimes you have to literally carve out each one.
Yep.
So went to YouTube. Did that for a couple years, carved that out, you know, and it's not to say you have to be in the millions for all of these platforms, but just be a staple,
be part of the conversation.
Yeah,
be consistent.
Be consistent, be a contributor where people can attach concepts and you know, research and findings to you and your brand. You know, have something that you offered that was missing. So I brought, you know, the health conversation to YouTube as well. So then I had my blogger, you know, my blog, then I had YouTube. Then, you know, you guys presented the podcast opportunity. So it's been a very long game. So I could technically
be... So you're playing us? Is that what you're saying?
I could technically be part of the slash generation because it's like she's a blogger slash YouTuber slash this slash that. But like Dustin said, it was all because I honed in on each one. And was able to kind of scan where my passions fit within each one in order to build on what the next level would look like.
And not for the sake of being there on that platform or whatever medium you're discussing, but it was a natural progression for you. You
just
transitioned.
Made sense.
Yes, it made sense.
Right.
And that's the most important part right there. It needs to make sense and it needs to be sensible.
And it needs to be authentic because I think authenticity is the key to you being able to swerve on all these different platforms.
Yep. And on these hoes.
Honestly.
Truly.
No, yeah, I did it. But I, and then like music was the missing piece for me. Like I was like, how do I fit that passion of music and look at my connection with Spotify?
See?
You know, and Spotify came because of my wellness information and they hit me with, oh, you know, we want to help you combine music and wellness. Can you do that? And it was like, what? Can I do that? That's my dream. What are you talking about? But that's because they saw all the years of work that I had put online and were able to trust me and my take on wellness. And I don't know, the music part was just divine because there's nothing I've really done.
You can't get away from the music now.
Yeah, there's nothing I've done online that you could really attach me to music. Anything with music is kind of offline. So that is amazing that God kind of was like, here you go.
Tied that shoe, didn't he?
Right, full circle. And I love that because that's why I think the patience and long game is important. And it's something that I think people don't play enough because it'll tie together. Listen, I tweeted it the other day. What you think is chaos will somehow be divine order.
Man.
You just have to wait for it.
I'm tired. Shit, I ain't even going to lie. I work hard.
Understandable.
I've been working really hard.
Absolutely.
To get some things accomplished. And I'm really focused right now on what I want. And I'm really focused on being good at what I say I do. And so... But you do get tired and you do get anxious. And
absolutely.
You do wait that want that one opportunity that you feel is going to be freeing for you, you know? And so I'm so grateful for this show and being able to have a voice and be heard and put things out there and impact people's lives because that makes me feel like I'm getting something back. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so it makes it less, I don't know, I guess it just makes it less draining when you feel as if you're not necessarily breaking through the way that you would like to. You think about the fact that what you have done has resonated so well and has actually literally impacted someone's life. And that's enough. And it's such a reminder. Mm. It really resets your perspective and gets you right back where you need to be. Like, it's not important that I'm not closing, you know, $150,000 deals right now or whatever, you know. It's okay because look at these 150 people that walked up to me and said, you changed me or you helped me or you made this part of my life better. It makes it easier.
Absolutely.
So I'm grateful, I'm humble, and what a great way to be reminded of the importance of humility than being reminded by someone else feeling better. Mm. So
well said.
Yeah.
One of the other major keys is as you reflect and you grow. I wish I would have reflected more like in my earlier 20s, because I would have been able to look at some of these journals and be like, that's the key right there. Because I look back on certain things just in my life, like, you know, going through certain phases as you try to accomplish a new slash maybe, or as you are chasing a passion and you get like put out on your ass and you're like, all right, maybe this is not it.
Chasing pavements.
should I give up? Listen, that right there is a real sentiment, because sometimes you may do something, you may get discouraged and feel like you're not supposed to be doing it anymore. Things will continue to find you. Just like how Fran said, the music ended up being online.
Isn't
like that.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's amazing.
It's a piece. It may not be your number one trade, or maybe it is, and you just aren't prepared all the way for it. But like, things do continuously come back to you. So while you're out there and you get lost along the way from something, something's going to keep coming back to you, and you're going to be like, all right, maybe this is where I need to go and stop messing around with all this other stuff. So
true.
Look out for them signs.
I have a story. Go ahead, though, friend.
No, I wanted to jump on what you were saying about the $150,000 deals.
Mm-hmm.
I had mentioned on this show a couple months back, I don't remember what episode it was, but that the head of the network I'm signed to on YouTube, he kind of like cut me down one day and basically said to me, you know, you could be doing bigger deals if you X, Y, and Z, but you want to do this little wellness, save the world thing, you know, and it really hurt because he was comparing me to my peers who are doing extremely well financially and numbers wise in comparison to how I'm doing. And the fact that he was basically saying it was my fault, which in a lot of ways it is my fault because I could play that game, but it's sad that because I have a passion and I don't just want to saturate myself online for money. Like, I wish people knew, and this goes for all my friends, Maya, Cheska, all of them, Cipriana, I wish y'all knew the deals we turned down. Life-changing deals, family-altering deals that we've turned down. That's why it breaks my heart when, you know, I do one or two sponsored videos and people are like, is that sponsored? I'm like, honey, you have no idea what I turned down. Like, let me make this one work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to allow us to work sometimes and trust our integrity. And, you know, I cried on Snapchat this weekend because I had my first retreat in the city. Remember, I told you we were going to do pop-up versions of the bigger one in DR. And I was really anxious the night before. I lost a lot of sleep because of a couple of reasons. Like, I didn't know how we were going to get through the women in 5 hours in Brooklyn, you know, and compared to a week in DR, which you have more room to get to know the women. I was like, how the hell are we going to do this? I started getting worried, like, I may have, you know, taken too much on, and then
usually in the city's vibrations.
The
get
city,
you.
I'm thinking people taking the train to this event, like it's 5 hours, like, you know, all this stuff started beating me up, but then there was this sense of calm of like, Fran, just like, you're who you are, like your only job is to just go to the event and be who you are, and it's gonna work. So I told myself that, and I was like, I'm gonna just trust in why I'm doing this, because I have like such positive intentions for it, and I know that it will work out. And long story short, it ended up being so amazing. Like, I cried on Snapchat because I was like, it was a moment of clarity for me where, you know, I had that executive's voice in my head basically telling me that I'm not where my peers are because I'm trying to focus so much on people and the heart and love and all these things when I could be focused on money and big deals. You know, and I walked away from him when he told me that I was so hurt. I remember I called Maya, like, so hurt. Not because what he said was right, but because it hurt me that people would think that what I'm doing is a bad thing.
Right.
Like, you know, just that mentality.
Yeah.
So this weekend was so clarifying for me because, no, I may not have the big money and the big deals and be in the millions on YouTube or on Instagram. That's why I don't want you guys to feel this pressure to be like amongst the top 10, because a lot of times it doesn't mean anything. Like, nothing. Trust me, a lot of the people I know in the top whatever are so lost and sad and confused, and they're going through imposter syndrome and, you know, all the things that we've discussed on this show and theater masks.
Man, I'm still waiting to meet Monica.
So I think what this weekend did for me was that it gave me that moment of clarity of like, girl, you're on the right path. Like, stop tripping about money. Stop tripping about your numbers, your peers. Like,
right.
Nothing compared to how I felt when I walked out of that retreat space and just felt so fulfilled. And like, nothing can combat that. And that's why I think people need to really tap into what makes them happy and feel super fulfilled. And I know it's so easy to say the money will come later, like we all say that, but bills are a very real thing.
Okay.
So I will never try to paint that fluff for you, but if you are seeing that your peers are like surpassing you and getting deals and all this stuff, like, relax. Like, I was even watching an interview with Anderson .Paak, and he was saying, like, how he's been waiting and watching all his peers just, like, fly by him, becoming famous and getting deals and putting out albums, getting Grammys, and he was just sitting there like, what the fuck? I'm amazing, too. But look at now. Now he's the talk of the town. Like, your time.
I know you're seeming down.
Yeah,
right,
like,
now
your steps are ordered. Whether you believe that or not,
yes,
is fine, but, like, trust me that they are. And the only way that you'll be able to walk on that path is if you tell yourself that that's real.
Because
you won't see the path if you keep assuming that it's not. Like, how can you see something you don't believe in? You know what I mean? And I am so full of faith right now.
Come on.
I, like, cried on Snapchat to show people, like, yo, this is happiness right here. Like, this shit is real. Like, I'm showing you this shit is real. I'm not rich. I'm not any of those things that people attribute to happiness, but this shit is happening.
Hey, 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 hey! Today's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by Loot Crate. Are you looking for gear, collectibles, housewares, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises? Of course your ass is. Look no further than Loot Crate. Loot Crate offers a range of geek and gamer items for less than 20 bucks a month. You want to bring your loot to the next level? Get an even bigger box with an even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. And who doesn't want a big box, right? Get ready for September's high-octane theme, Speed. This month's Loot Crate has an assortment of goodies from Batman, CW's The Flash, and Arrow, Battlestar Galactica, Iron Man, and Gone in 60 Seconds, and that's pretty damn fast. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. You are too slow. Head to lootcrate.com/friendzone and enter code FRIENDZONE to save $3 on any new subscription. Get your geek on with Loot Crate, and FYI, they have some of the dopest t-shirts ever. All those t-shirts that you guys see me wearing with, like, cartoon characters on them, or they fit kind of sexy and hug my chest right, those usually came in my Loot Crate. So if you want to get your sexy on and wear a t-shirt that really supports you, since you want to say don't nobody ever support you, okay, let Loot Crate do that. Let Loot Crate be the backbone. Let Loot Crate be the background to your foreground, especially if we're talking tits.
Hey, yo, friend, pass the glossier.
Not the glossy B.
Listen, that's the introduction for our newest sponsor this week.
We'd like to welcome a new sponsor to the Friend Zone, Glossier. Glossier is a New York City-based beauty brand that's getting tons of attention for their unique skin-first, makeup-second approach to beauty. They make easy-to-use skincare products that give you dewy, glowy skin plus everyday makeup to enhance what you've already got. Case in point, people on the internet are obsessed with their eyebrow product. It's called Boy Brow, and it's a brow pomade.
A brow.
Cute,
brow,
right?
Pomade? Okay, I'm a glue for the brows.
I thought you said eyeball product. I was gonna say, damn, they make your eyeballs look better. Get Glossier.
Okay. Then I'll be really over here saying, pass the Glossier.
So mad at y'all. They're saying it's a game changer and it's the best eyebrow product they've ever tried. And here's why. Unlike eyebrow gels or mascaras, Boy Brow's creamy wax formula gives you a soft, flexible hold that will never feel crunchy or stiff. You know, you don't want none of that.
No, no, it's crusty a makeup, brows.
It's a makeup product you'll use every day. A quick and easy way to frame your face and look more polished when you don't feel like wearing anything else. And you don't need to know how to do your brows to use Boy Brow because it's super easy, like me. So, wait, no, that's not what I meant. That is not what I meant. I meant super easy in the sense that I don't like to use makeup. That came out amazing, but we're going to roll with it. And you don't need to know how to do your brows because the simple brush, you simply brush your brows into shape using the mascara-like brush. It comes in three subtle shades that work on everyone, blonde, brown, and black. And best of all, it's only $16. But get 20% off your first purchase by visiting www.glossier.com and use promo code FRIENDZONE to upgrade your beauty routine. That's Glossier, GLOSSIER.com, promo code FRIENDZONE for 20% off your first purchase. Easy. All I saw was his hands. I was trying not to look while I was reading.
I've been trying. I had to slowly back away from the mic, and I can still hear myself laughing all the way back out. I was like, not going to make
it. All I kept thinking about was that picture from Top Model when they had the spiders. Remember
Woo! All right, I'm going to be a professional today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. That's hot right there.
Right? What's your story?
I don't know. Shit. I don't know what to say. Shit. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just glad that things are kind of working out. I just want things to continue to work out. I've been really working hard to focus and to legitimize my talents, right? Mm-hmm. I really want to be taken seriously. And so I've just been putting that out there. I've been open to things. Oh, and then, so the other day, I was coming off of the train, right? And I saw this girl, really cute girl, and we kind of made eye contact. And so I said, hello. And so she was like, you're Dustin. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, I am. She was like, I listen to the Friend Zone. I was like, oh, dope. I was like, I like your dress. She had on the cutest, like, it was a short sleeve sweatshirt, short dress. And it was like Nike Tech. So it was that stiff sweats. It was really a really cute little short sweatshirt dress. You would have liked it, friend. But so I was like, I like your dress. And she was like, I know you do. I work for Nike. She's like, I know you love
Stop playing.
I said, now, don't play with
me.
What
is the odds?
I was like, you know I love Nike so much. And so we exchanged contact information.
In this big-ass city in a train with millions of people.
Randomly, and everybody knows that Nike is one of my favorite brands. I feel so sexy and so comfortable, you know what I mean? And so to see her, and we're looking forward to working on some dope stuff.
Yes. Are you serious?
So that's what I mean. Like, sometimes you have to just, when you said authenticity was key, it really is. When you put out there what
you want,
things will happen.
It'll come and knock on my door.
When you
door.
Have good intentions.
That's right.
Shout out to Miss Roper. Shout out to Alicia Keys, Miss Roper dress.
I hate Can you with believe that?
Yeah. It was perfect.
No, but I love that. Like, all the people on the train, and he's going to meet a girl that works for Nike.
Right.
When he just said 2 episodes ago that he wants to work with Nike.
Exactly.
I do. And so that was just like, it was insane. Virtual insanity.
Come on, Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. Who looks like Jamiroquai? Always looked like Rosie Perez. Him and Rosie Perez looked like they could be twins, like boy and girl twins.
He was always giving me Dr. Seuss with the tall hat. I was like, okay, then Jamiroquai.
I love that video, except for the roaches. Remember the roaches in it?
I have blocked that part out. I don't even know what part you're talking
about.
Jamiroquai
did look, well, never mind.
No! So what's the takeaway? What advice do you have for the slashers?
Don't be a slasher. Go after one thing and one thing only. And if by chance, do you have one by chance? If by chance you end up becoming a slasher, then let it happen slash by slash by slash. Not, nice. I'm about to do all these things.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Just let it happen naturally. Go after one purpose and one goal. Accomplish that and learn as you go. That's the takeaway, along with the gold and platinum chain.
You know, this is a perfect time to get you all to go listen to past episodes of The Friend Zone. I believe Fran told you all to sit down and make a list, okay? Make a list of all the shit that you got going on and the things you're doing, and make a list of the things that you want to do. Tie all of these concepts together somehow, and you have your answer.
Nice.
I sat down and I said, I'm going to do this, and then I ended up over here, and then I went back there, and then I'm up here now. So it's just like you have so much that you want to do, but when you have a place where you feel like you're good and you want to figure out what the next thing is going to be, think about what you've been doing and what you want to do, and those concepts are always going to tie together. If you have no idea what they are, think about what you've, like, think really hard about what you've been doing, because somehow that's going to work, like, it's going to work for you, not against you. It has to. It always does.
I love it. I mean, that's a perfect answer from both of you. I'm like right in the middle. So,
stuck in the middle.
Right? Cosine, cosine.
Hey,
it'll all work out in the end.
It
eventually.
Ah, that's my song.
Eventually.
Yes. Hey, put your hands up.
That is my song, y'all. Listen to Tame Impala.
Yes.
Eventually.
Right, love them. All right, well, let's jump into this week's wellness segment.
I ain't gonna do it.
Oh, I looked over at you, too.
I ain't gonna do it.
Do it for the friend zone.
Gonna do it.
Do it for the friend zone.
I looked over, too. I saw his mouth go.
Okay, you heard him hit the mic.
Right. Well, I wanted to tell you guys about an app. And no, this is not a collaboration. It's not sponsored. It's just an app that I bumped into this week that has been so helpful. Because one thing when you are a slasher is that your mind is on 10 things. Your mind is usually on so many things, and it can be really hard to concentrate. And when you work for yourself, one of the challenges you'll meet is knowing when to stop. Knowing when to tell yourself, please go to sleep.
Stop.
Right? Or knowing when to tell yourself, okay, stop with this one project and move on to the next. Those are disciplines that take time to build. So I found this app called Forest. You guys, it is so cute. You have to check it out.
Paula J. Parker's husband, Forest?
Stop. I don't even know who that is.
Thank God
you
don't.
So Forest is an app that helps you concentrate. So what you do is you put in the time. Let's say you have an assignment. And this is great for those of you that just started school, like college is back on.
Hey,
you know, you need
right
this kind of help. Yeah. And basically what it does is, let's say you have an assignment, you want to give it 60 minutes. You want to focus for an hour, but you know yourself, you know you're going to be grabbing your phone. So this gives you a little boost. This screen pops up on the front of your phone, and it's a tree. And the tree starts from like a little seed. And when you put 60 minutes, the tree will keep growing. But if you open the app and close it to go to something else, the tree dies.
Oh, damn. This is perfect already.
Right. Give me this. So every time you open your phone and you get tempted, you see the tree like thriving. And then it has a little message like, please go back to your work. Please concentrate. Please focus. Please don't do this. And it's so simple, but it actually helps to have that in front of your phone when you're about to close it out, because you're like, it shows you how addicted you are to your phone when you see how many damn times you see this tree telling you to calm down.
They should put a tree dies in real life every time you post this shit.
And then the cool thing is when you finally, if you finish those 60 minutes and let the tree survive, it starts creating like a little forest.
Oh,
isn't that cute?
That
Dustin is cracking up.
There is something to this.
So
app.
It sets a little tree, and then you see all the greenery. And then the next time you go to work on another assignment, or maybe you just want to control how much, you know, you need a break. So I do that for myself too. I'm like, all right, I really don't want to touch my phone for the next hour.
Yeah.
And then the more you get through these periods of breaks and you actually fulfill them, a tree keeps growing. And then you rebuild a forest. I think it's cute. Dustin's laughing.
I ain't going to lie, y'all, now.
It's not going to work.
I don't want the whole forest.
Nah, a tree ain't really going to keep me, you know. Fuck a tree. Now, if they put like a baby on there or something like that. Like,
I know there's
like
some
the Tamagotchis. Remember
right.
the Tamagotchis?
That's
what
I initially thought of when you said this. I was like, oh, this is like the Tamagotchi.
If they be like,
feel
like
bad
the baby gonna starve
shit.
If you go on Twitter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The cat
then, yeah,
goes in the
like,
blender
okay.
if you Whoa. Close the app.
Listen,
like, oh,
if you're
shit.
An app developer,
I ain't order no orange
you
chicken.
Need to make this. No, you didn't. See, but I think for me, because my addiction isn't so deep right now, like even just opening my phone and seeing that tree saying, please go back to your work is good enough for me to be like, girl, really? Is it that deep that you can't just let 60 minutes pass, you know? So I can deal with the subtle reminder, but obviously it's still a lot of willpower because you could just kill the tree and be like, so go on Instagram.
Look, Apple done spoiled me. The iMessage is going to pop up on the computer. The tree's going to live. So, I mean.
Asante ass going to have a goddamn national forest.
Okay. Meanwhile, I still ain't got shit done. Then tweeted my damn life away and watched every episode of Love and Hip Hop from start to finish.
But I think it's cute. You should check it out. It's called Forest. And like I said, this is not sponsored. It's just
not
an app that,
husband.
No, it's just an app that I've been using for the past like a week and a half.
Week ago.
And I've noticed
How
that it has made
got?
I have like 5 trees.
It's been 5 trees.
Stop laughing, Dustin. But I think it's a cute idea just because it's just something to kind of give you that mental push, like, girl, stop Boost. Grabbing your phone. Do some work. You know, and I'm sure there are tons more apps that are similar. Maybe there's a baby one that Dustin will buy into. So if you guys...
I need something that's going to make me feel bad, like an old lady okay. or something, like an old-ass woman on a cane or something. Like, if you pick this phone up, I'm going to die. You know, okay. I'd be like, okay, damn, I ain't touching.
Okay.
Well, how Ooh. About you guys put us on then? Those of you listening, in the comments, if there's like a concentration-based app or something along the lines of that, put us on, let us know, and I'll compile them. Of course, I'll give you credit for the ones that you tell us. And then I'm going to make a post that can help everyone that listens as well as college students that are needing that extra boost. So let's put this together together.
Ooh, and if you're an app developer, you should make one.
Yes.
If you pick the
With
phone
Dustin's
up.
With Dustin's upgrades.
You should make one where it's like a tightrope or some shit. So it's like if you put your phone
Is
down.
It's a tightrope.
Or your phone gets hot.
If you know, you pick up your phone and the person on the tightrope falls off. Like
oh
it feels
God.
It.
Who's, on the, who's on the tightrope?
Oh,
Mama
no.
Joyce.
I was going to say one of the aunts. But I like both of them. Well, I like Bertha more than... Never mind. What's next?
But that's it. I just wanted to put you guys on to that, and hopefully you find it helpful. And to all the college kids that are back on campus,
hey,
congratulations.
Hey.
If this is your first year, your second, third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth, just have a great time. Good luck. Be safe. And hopefully these apps help you out when I do the post. So let's move on to this week's icebreaker segment. What do you have for us, Asante?
So, you know, everything that I do it big. No, I'm just playing. Everything I do is pretty much musically inclined. So, y'all are the new hottest A&Rs in town, Dustin, Fran, and Asante. You get to pick a hot act, and you get to give them some sort of sound or some shit. Is your act going to be a guy, a girl, a group? And do you want them to be pop or R&B or hip-hop? What do you want to do? You are the A&R. Tell me about your new talent.
Oh, wow.
I know exactly what I'm going for.
He saw he perked up.
And it could just be one. Just tell me one of the artists off your roster. Because I know we all going to have ideas for days.
This is like Sims, the music edition.
Hell yeah, shit.
I want a 2016 Bobby Brown at his peak, back when he was doing like My Prerogative, Don't Be Cruel, all of that. Mm. I want a bad boy that can dance his ass off, that comes out the gate, that was not a child star like Chris Brown, and then evolves into this, you know, new person who's extremely talented, but he's a bad boy. I want somebody to come out the gate straight up. I want a male Rihanna, okay? A present day Rihanna, just a male version that can dance his ass off. Bring me a dancer that can sing. And let me do my thing.
Wow, a dancer that can sing. Okay.
But
that's
not,
a gem
but not,
already.
But not just like hold a note. I want a dancer that can like growl. Okay? Bring me a male dancer that can sing.
So you want
sexy,
Chris Brown.
That's sexy. But not Chris, because it's too much. I need somebody that was introduced to the game like as boom. Like just got a hit
Straight
record. Bad boy. Yeah. Just you can't get enough, just infect basically me, but a singer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I, you know.
Come on.
Like, yeah.
Go
coming to the
that
stage.
That was for you, friend.
We got Dustin.
I love okay. it. He said, truth be told, it's
Dustin
me.
Dustin the Dancing
I'm
Detroit.
I'm telling you, that would like, you can't do that. One thing about it, I tell people this all the time. Sexy beats cute any day.
I
like
agree.
Charisma, all of that shit. Like you have mm-hmm. to, if we have a male singer who just bulldozes the game with sex appeal and raw talent that can dance like a dancer, like think like how Janet was a dancer.
What about
dancer.
Jason Derulo?
Who? Right. And wasn't he a virgin? wasn't he wasn't fucking old girl. What, who was he with?
Jordan Sparks.
They weren't they virgins, so
they were?
Please.
Dustin. Are you virgin?
Singer supposed to be no damn virgin. Know, nobody wanna hear no virgin, singer shaming. Virgin.
Don't be Victoria's Secreting
Listen,
in here.
I want a singer singing to me about bumping and grinding with the lights off and all the bad things that I'm not supposed to sing about. That's what I want. So
hey. They
can keep them purity ring singers. I want me.
Hey, you onto something right there.
So that's all. And then my other group, I want a black version of Haim. That's all. Go
Ooh,
ahead.
Ooh, that's nice.
Wait, a black version of... So three black girls?
Three sisters. Like, basically, Chloe and Holly plus one more.
Mm. Cute.
So, like, Chloe, Holly,
like
and
King.
Willow.
Like, if King, if they was all...
Like, King. Mm.
But...
Damn, that's
What would be
concept.
The prerequisites for them to be able to be in it?
Young. They would have to be young. Okay, so shout out to... I just really wish Chloe and Holly was my pick. Because I feel like I could take them little girls and, like, launch them. Even though they got the best of the best, they on Parkwood, so come on.
Right.
But, like, Chloe and Holly, to me, that is, like, it. That's the future of music. They write, they produce, they can sing, they have style. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the vision for, like, singers. But we're always going to need that male singer with just that. Just a
I'm
fucking superstar.
Bobby
like, think about Bobby Brown on stage. Like,
yeah.
like just that fucking chug. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Like
true.
That's what I would want. So give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now. That's what I want.
This is a tough one.
Fran.
You know what's tough? Because the girl that I would create is similar to Beyonce in a lot of ways. Because I would want someone who can dance her ass off and gives you 100% energy every time, but also has powerhouse vocal.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I would change is the song choice, obviously. I'm not 100% sold. Well, let me not say that, because there are a lot of songs that Beyonce is amazing at. But I would have a different sound for her than Beyonce's. It would be more, I'm trying to think. I don't know what the sound would be, because I'm thinking in 2016, what would be a sound for a woman?
Right.
Bryson Tiller.
Because everybody's trapped now.
Right.
Yeah, but we don't have any girls doing it. So like, right. You need a girl version of like what Bryson Tiller is doing. Not for us, your superstar.
But
pursuits.
That's hard to have like to be a strong vocalist and do that kind of trap sound is going to water you down. You know what I mean?
But
how can
you
still entertain
though?
With powerhouse vocals? Like, I think that's what's always been missing if you think about it. How do you entertain with powerhouse
right.
vocals?
On stage, I guess. Like, you have to do, like, live shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's the marriage that's always yeah. been missing, because it's usually the powerhouse vocal that stands at the mic or the entertainer that can't really sing.
Because right. if you could sing your ass off, we don't want you up there half singing and shit. Like,
right.
Oh, well, bitch, what you doing?
That's what I'm saying. Beyonce true. Is sort of the only one, I think, that has figured out how to do it.
True, true, true.
So
her
I guess
and Cash Doll, that's it.
Cash Doll dances.
Cash Doll is perfect.
Cash Doll does everything.
Really, I've never seen a Cash Doll video.
Cash Doll. She flew her fur
from Russia.
Them rag dolls. No, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. So I think the sound part is the part that's a little tricky, because I know trap is hot right now, but
right.
I don't know if I want her to be a trap artist.
Hmm.
But I guess I'd have to let that simmer. Like, what? I'm trying to think. If you were to go to a concert and you knew that this girl could sing and dance, what would the song, the sound be, though? I don't know.
You would have to get in the studio with somebody like Pharrell or Timberland or like Swiss that could just create a whole new sound, and you have to do a whole album with them.
Right.
And it would have to be brand new. it can't be anything we would even think of. Y'all would literally have to just be in the studio
or
playing.
Bring Missy in there.
Yep, something like that, and just curate.
The innovators.
Yes.
Yes, because she would have to be a blueprint.
Or Claude Kelly and Chuck Harmony.
True,
you know.
True. And for bring sure. them in James Fontlaw, of course. Yeah. Hey, the A-team. Yeah. No,
Dustin
legit.
Ross on
you'd
vocal
have to.
Production.
Okay,
so I can produce some vocals. I'm telling you, I have a talent. That's my next slash.
I believe you.
I can produce vocals. I just can't sing.
But that's what I would do. I would get her with the A-team, bring her in and be like, y'all, this girl can sing her ass off, but she can also dance. What sound can we create that would allow her to do both? And still keep the audience
100%
in. Get
you one that can do both.
Because, Lord... We ain't seen that yet.
Okay. Because I ain't seen Adele hit an 8 count. Okay.
Might have seen her hit an 8-piece.
What about you? No.
The Adele effect. No. They don't call her the Adelephant as a fat joke. They call her the Adelephant because she's such a huge musical presence. Like, she's taking over everything. So she's like the Adelephant in the room. Like, that's why that happened. You guys.
Asante.
I want two young black gentlemen, like you know, Rory. I want two like young Rorys
so
or some
cute.
Shit, like almost like a Ray Shimmer, but to do some like Tegan and Sarah style shit like that. I love that like old 80s sound.
Yes.
And like, so if I get like two black dudes like playing some instruments and shit, like doing that whole thing. That's why, full circle, here we go. Speaking of Claude and Chuck, when we got to see them perform that first time at that that big cool church or whatever, they did that cool like Western feel, and I thought it was so dope how he had that Western string like throughout all the music.
That
so,
was a good ass show. Oh my too, now that
God.
I think about it.
Wasn't
oh
it
my God.
The sound quality
oh
in their music?
Oh my God. Just like how people are able to like infuse those little things in the like the intricacies of production and shit. Like if someone was to able to take like two like black boys from the hood and give them this cool 80s sound and almost make them feel like the Breakfast Club, even though them niggas was watching The Wire and shit, and like marry those concepts, I'd be like, damn, that's dope as fuck right there. Like, that would be hard. That's who I'm looking for in 2016.
Like Cocaine 80s, kind of.
Yeah.
Because James Fontlaw, I think, tapped into that. No ID.
And even Common was on a lot of them projects.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Lady EP.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think he kind of tapped into that sound that you're going for.
Yep.
But with two boys, it would be dope.
Yeah,
because
they
boys.
Had the rapper and the singer and the producer. So if it was like the two boys and one's like instrumentation and the other one. Oh, you know a good group? I don't know if you ever heard of Years and Years. They make a lot of techno music, but like how it's like a duo. They make really good, like cool music before it gets all clubby and shit. That's my pick.
You know what popped into my mind? A. Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember with One Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of energy, and she was giving you that hard vocal, but then like the dance.
But it was a high energy,
yes. Like, I want an artist like that, that can do both.
And that was a hit.
And Rich, what was his name?
Rich Harrison.
Rich Harrison. Yo, where are you, Rich? I know you can bring
Listen,
this girl to life.
I have a request. this is gonna be for the hardcore Mary J. Blige fans really quick, and I can't believe I'm just thinking to do this. There's a song that was unreleased by Mary J. Blige. It was before the breakthrough came out. It was gonna be her lead single before they decided to go with Be Without You. And it was called So Lonely, and it was produced by Rich Harrison. Mm. It was very short. I think it wasn't even 2 minutes long, and it was like these exaggerated horns, like that drug out
Rich Harrison.
Everybody
and Mary
out,
J.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Like,
can you find it on YouTube?
I don't know. I can't find it anywhere. But if you're listening, whoa. Anyway, which that's another one of my favorite songs, "The Sweetness" by Jimmy Eat World. I love rock music. Anyway, but if anybody out there has this song or can find it, please email it to me at lookatdustin@gmail.com.
Hey.
It's Mary J. Blige. It's produced by Rich Harrison, and it's called "So Lonely," and it's amazing. So that's all. I just wanted to put that out there.
Really
Rich.
Quick, speaking of loving rock music, you know we've always talked about I used to listen to this band called Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, my,
oh
God.
My God.
Huge fan. Huge.
I've always talked about how
he
I would love
back.
For...
Damn, what was the name of my song by them? Hold on.
I always said it would be dope as fuck if someone did, like, some dope-ass, like, covers or some shit of Dashboard Confessional. Like,
so why don't we do it?
Frank, come on, let's go right now. You ready?
I'm glad you pulled the mic closer to you.
Look, you see me like I was going like I was going to do anything.
Right out. That was awesome.
I'm going to sit here and look at you just like this. Dashboard Confessional. Them were the, like, they were the shit.
Dang, you took it back.
They had some joints and Taking Back Sunday. Like, that whole emo thing was, like, it was looked down upon, I feel like, in the white community. So, you know, niggas weren't listening to it and white folks wasn't listening to it. But I was listening to that.
Oh, you brought me back to my Z100 days.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Z100.
I was such a nerd. Oh, my God. I had this shit on, like, my mini disc player, okay?
Oh, my God.
Remember, damn, what is it? Wanna put my Tinder hot in a blender? Watch it spin around.
Rendezvous when I'm through with you.
Rendezvous when I'm through with you.
Remember Closing Time?
Closing Time.
So gather up your jackets. Man. Move it to the
Closing
exit.
Time was the shiz so night. I know who I want to take me home.
Okay. Take me home. Okay.
But one of my top five songs, like, of all time. Mm-hmm. Do y'all know Bittersweet Symphony?
Everybody.
No change, I can't change, I can't change. I can't change.
Oh my God.
But I'm here. That, my
when I tell
friend.
You, everybody knows yo. That.
Defining,
that Cruel Intentions was
literally top five.
Listen,
top five.
Like, whenever I hear that song, I feel it in my back. Like, I'm like, ooh. That is a song.
When that shit, I'll never forget when I watched Cruel Intentions and it dropped, I was like,
it's just so emotional without
it is.
Before the words even come in. That's one of my favorites. That's homework for y'all.
The video, the walking.
Through the street with all the people.
I'm a million different people from one day to the next.
I can change.
My mold. Mm.
Listen, y'all gotta look that up if you never heard of it. Cause I know we got
you
some
down
youngins.
The only road I've ever been down. Ooh,
yes!
Sex and don't friend.
Justin, I love that y'all love that too. Yo, top five.
Okay,
I am so
okay, I got one more.
Week.
You probably
I'm
don't
so
even.
Yo, we fell down the music rabbit hole.
I'm gonna give you one more. This one's too real though. This is for those like, fuck. Nah, I forgot who it's by. Mad World.
Mad
oh, Chris
World.
Isaac or Chris Isaac, right?
I find it kind of funny. I find it
yes,
kind of sad.
Yes.
The dreams of which I'm dying are the best I ever had.
Beautiful.
Don't play with me with Chris Isaac.
Man, listen.
Don't play with me with Chris Isaac. Wicked Games.
Oh,
Wicked
my God.
With that, with Helena Christensen in the video and those eyes, I'll never forget that song.
What was that R.E.M. song where they were, where like they were in that traffic jam in the video?
Everybody
My
Hurts?
Religion?
Or,
oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Remember that? Like,
oh,
walk.
Fuck.
It, that's
you
not
know,
Everybody Hurts.
No,
is
no,
it?
No, no, it's not.
When
no.
they're in a
the
traffic
no.
jam, that's my shit.
No.
What is it?
You know, R.E.M. did a thing with Dashboard Confessional. I had that fucking DVD.
I love that y'all are listening to all this shit, too.
Oh, I listen to all of that.
All of
Third
that.
Third Eye Blind.
Oh, my God.
All,
Jumper.
The Wallflowers.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in.
I bet y'all
and
did it, yeah.
If you did not want to see
and I'm
me
horse this
again,
week, y'all better be glad I'm horse.
I understand, yeah.
Do my Rihanna hand.
Look.
The angry boy.
Yes, I never thought.
Man, don't get.
What about the Wallflowers, nigga?
Was that
this
a...
place is old. It feels just like a beat up truck. I turned the engine,
you finally got me.
The engine doesn't. You don't know one headlight by the wall.
You finally got me.
Homework.
You
for
found,
Asante
hell
for
yeah, I'm going to do
Asante
it right now.
The Wallflowers, one headlight.
I'm about to do it for you right now. So don't tweet it to me.
What about Building a Mystery by Sarah McLachlan?
Remember
Sarah
all
McLachlan,
I can say is
yes,
that my life is pretty plain. Yes. Every time I hear the hoo-hoo-hoo.
What about the Smashing Pumpkins, 1979?
Oh, stop.
Come on now.
Their videos are creepy
okay.
as shit. Mm-hmm. They were so dope.
So we all know.
They used to be jamming. Y'all remember Tonight,
was,
Tonight by
what?
The
What? Tonight. Oh!
Y'all was up and y'all should have been.
Up in here.
Man,
please. We got to have like a nostalgia music
man,
episode.
Please. That's back when MTV
and then
was
Sheryl
playing the
Crow.
Videos.
Remember Sheryl Crow?
Oh my gosh, she used to have the jams too.
When we liked her. And then what was the other lady
Shania
that looked
Twain.
Musty that had the song about yippee-yi-yo, Paula Cole. Remember, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Where have all
right.
the cowboys
not musty.
I know.
She
know.
Did look musty, you know.
I
Paula Cole used to have hair under her arms and she looking musty all the time.
Oh my God.
But where about the Cowboys go with it?
Where is my
I'm crying.
Moment?
If, okay, well, if you're going to get that, then I have to just give one more to Natalie Imbruglia's tour.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite songs. She had another good song, too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm out of faith. This is how I feel.
She was singing.
She okay. was so chill in the video.
Ooh, okay, wait,
notes.
The
Nelly
last
Furtado.
One.
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb. Yes.
Lisa Loeb.
How did you?
Oh
how did you took that right
I
out of my fucking?
When I want to. Oh my God.
That calm ass video.
So I turn the radio on.
I turn the radio on. And then the woman wasn't singing my song. Love is in love, and the other one isn't.
Oh. One is in love and the other's run away.
So
you say that I could take
it. Wait, there's the one.
I doubt that I
wait, before we go, the one Prince wrote.
I can leave.
About the bus.
I know what you're
you know
talking
about.
About?
She had curly blonde hair.
Lisa Loeb?
What if God was one of
oh,
us?
Oh, yes.
God. Just a sob like one
yes. You know Prince wrote that?
I had no... What?
Prince wrote that.
What about
Give 4-9 the man
blonde?
Credit.
I had no idea.
What about 4-9
oh,
blonde? And I tried. Oh, my God.
Did I try?
What's going on?
Okay.
Yo, y'all just put me in such a good
Damn.
Mood.
Another night, another
night. Oh, my God. I'm always. It's like a vision. That seems to be true. What were they called? The Real McCoy.
The Real McCoy. I got that on my phone right
yo,
now.
Yo, we're really musical soulmates. How do y'all know this stuff?
All that.
And then we could give you a Gina Thompson right when
oh my God. Oh my God.
Y'all, that was amazing.
Okay, but did you ever cross over to Stacey O'Rico?
Yes. Wait, she had a song.
Stuck or.
No, it was a song. Don't make. Hold on, because I got to. This is a good one for
wait,
homework.
I don't know Stacey
O'Rico. Or whatever her name was. She got a song,
she had a song called
Don't. Something about. It's the Jam is Fast. Too.
There was two of them. What's the one where she was like, where she was changing her hair the whole time in the damn video? I'm seeing it. She jumped out of a
don't
plane.
Don't Ask Me to Stay by Stacey
oh
Urkel.
My God.
Listen to this
how's
song,
it go?
Y'all. Like, is, I don't care. Hold
was
on.
She like they the Christina like Aguilera era?
No. Kind of before that. But like.
She's an unknown.
Because you know
she's
how all those pop like, girls came out around the same
she
time?
She was supposed to be a Christian artist, but wasn't. Because you know, she ain't
they ain't going to get us in trouble that way.
Ain't nobody checking for Stacey O'Rico.
Wait, this sounds cool though.
It's a bop. Listen,
it is. Yeah, she was supposed to be a Christian. You know what?
She gave me that night.
Yeah. You know what Christian music okay. was like making
Stacey
that crossover.
Urkel, don't ask me to stay. Fuck with it,
oh,
y'all.
I'm about to look that up because
oh,
like
there's
got
to be more to life. That's the Stacey O'Rico song that she's like known for. She like jumps out of a plane or some shit. There's got to be more to life.
This like this artist is like newer than that, but and way more established. But I just want to give credit where credit is due. Shout out to Natasha Bedingfield.
That's oh, yes.
what?
Natasha
Bedingfield. That is Absolutely. A singing ass.
Yes,
she
woman.
Do be doing
if
it.
We, if she not, comes in concert, we are going.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
I've always
I'm showing
loved
up with
her.
A pocket full of sunshine.
I used to study
and she can
her.
Take me away.
And Angel.
Wait, no, but what's her biggest, like the big one? The big single of hers?
The first, the one.
What is it?
It's not Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Pretty, not pretty.
The smile one. I see her
it's
smiling and shit.
Tongue.
I see her teeth. What is she doing? I hate that I can see all of these videos.
And
play
shout out.
Out
to her brother Daniel Bedingfield, who
I
had
gotta
one,
get
some
this.
Of the best songs I've
I
ever heard.
Get,
shit,
that album,
brother.
And your love is falling like the rain.
Unwritten.
I close my
Unwritten.
Yo, the words
the
to that song.
The rest is still unwritten.
Man, Daniel Bedingfield had the knocks on
I
that album.
I did not realize they were siblings.
When your love is falling like the rain, I close my eyes and it falls again.
Imagine their parents. How did you raise these two?
Talented
ass.
Daniel Bedingfield, wow, really, really random. He was the reason I bought a mini disc player. Whatever album that was, he like recorded it on a mini disc player at the time, and I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna get one just because. And I got one off eBay.
Shout out to Frankie J.
I'm all no SMO.
You know, Frankie J gave Claude his first song.
What?
Wow.
Frankie J is the first artist ever who heard Claude's writing and said, I want to work with that kid. And from then on, Akon heard the Frankie J record, and that's how he got to work with Gaga, and then it just So Frankie J has my heart because he opened the door to my best friend's whole career.
What am I doing wrong?
Shout out to Frankie J. I used to be driving people crazy
with
that song.
Yo, Frankie J, y'all took it back.
I used to feel so like cute when I would drive my car and blast that song. I did. Everybody used to think I was like a cute boy listening to that song. I drove a Monte Carlo back then. It was a new Monte Carlo SS.
Oh my God.
It was navy with black leather
seats. That's
the
cute boy car.
Yes. Friend, and I had speakers in my trunk and shit. You can tell me.
Dustin with the Monte Carlo. Please. That's such a cute boy setup, right? You know Dustin with the Monte Carlo.
I love that car so much. I did. I love that car for real.
Where is it now?
I crashed it. That's when I got my bad car accident.
Oh,
no. I hydroplaned in it. And then it totaled out. And that's when I went and got my CTS. So it worked out. It worked out.
Well, sorry, y'all. We done went down.
That was a bomb-ass icebreaker.
Y'all know how we get with music.
Okay. This week's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by Bevel. Multi-blade razors often cause irritation and razor bumps, and hair removal creams are messy and can leave burns and discoloration.
And they stink like boiled eggs.
Bevel is dermatologist approved and proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation.
Even on your vulva.
There's a reason that 9 out of 10 customers come back month after month to Bevel.
Just like a period.
The Bevel end-to-end shaving system includes a pre-shave
sometimes
oil.
Sometimes it don't come, right? So 9 out of 10.
Here, let's tell them what it comes with. It comes with a pre-shave oil.
Need that.
A badger brush.
Definitely need that, because what you're going to do, use your rusty hands.
Safety razors.
Because you know you're dumb.
Blades.
Well, I mean, what are you doing here? You're shaving, right?
Shaving cream.
So that you don't scar your skin up and look like a coach bag.
And a cooling, restoring balm.
So you can look like you're back to life, back to reality.
We wanted to give you an old ad with a new spin because we still have a great, great product here that we want to promote. Bevel was created by the young Tristan Walker to God. He saw a void in the health and beauty market and for the people of color. Support this young black man and his fantastic product by picking up a Bevel razor today. By picking up a Bevel razor today. Say that 9 times fast and then talk to me. If you want to pick up your Bevel, don't forget to go to getbevel.com and enter code FRIENDZONE at checkout to save 20% on your first month's order. That's GETBEVEL.com. Promo code FRIENDZONE. Start shaving smarter today with Bevel. Now let's get back to the show. Before we get out of here, I wanted to do a black business highlight instead of a black business profile or black business of the week. You know, there are so many cool things happening here in New York, and I always do New York stuff, but I also want to branch out and talk about some other things. So I will start with GRIOT's free after-school music program. It's going to be the NYC Mission Society. They are doing a partnership with AJA, that's Afro-Latina Jazz Alliance. Basically, if you have kids or know kids between the ages of 10 through 18, on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 to 6:30, they're going to be doing a free after-school music program. So you can go to tinyurl.com/GRIOT, that's GRIOT-APP. Or you can visit them at Minisync. That's 646 Malcolm X Boulevard, New York, New York, 10037. That's just a really, really cool after-school program happening here in New York City.
And I saw them playing. I was walking past them, and I saw the kids outside playing all these instruments, and I stopped. I was like, what is this program?
Some
and the
talent
lady,
stopped in your tracks.
Yeah, they just sounded, they were so little, and they sounded so amazing. And then the lady was like, could you help me get the word out? I was like, lady, you have no idea.
Okay, asking, you shall receive,
right,
ma'am.
You picked the right person to ask to promote your program. So hopefully, if you have kids that are interested in music and maybe budget is tight, you know, or maybe you're a musician who can donate your time or instruments or whatever the case may be, definitely check them out, because it was so awesome seeing the kids playing instruments on the street.
And what's that website again, friend?
The website is tinyurl.com/GRIOT-APP. That's GRIOT-APP.
All right.
And I tweeted it, by the way, so.
Hey. And really, really quickly, I want to highlight a program happening right now in Chicago going on for the kids. In light of everything going on, there is a nonprofit called Gray Matter. And Gray Matter, they're a pilot program. It's a nonprofit. They take 20 kids, African-American, and they partner them and do tutorials with entrepreneurs and people in business. So they can get these kids to grow up, learn some really cool trades, and start some businesses giving back to their community in Chicago. So if you have any resources that you want to provide, I believe this is the first one that they've done already. They just started not too long ago. But I want to talk about them because a 28-year-old African-American girl started this, and it's really, really bomb. It's giving back 20 kids this year. But if you have any resources that you want to provide, whether it's music, whether you have a business or you want to do seminars or something for the kids out there in Chicago, please, please, please go to the Gray Matter or graymatterexperience.com. That's gray with an A. Graymatterexperience.com. They basically really, really have to do this for the black youth out in Chicago. I feel like I've said that for the third time. So there's three times that I've dropped this major key on you. All right.
This was for the kids. Send some love to Chicago.
Yes, yes, yes. Send lots of love.
Speaking of sending love to Chicago, shout out to my first cousin, India. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
I love her so much. She listens to the show every week. So I love you, India. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, India. You have the same name as my best friend, India. Who is India Sean? Okay, full circle.
Who has a song that makes me cry called Neither Do We. And I know it's been the homework before, but listen to Neither Do We by India Sean.
My sister.
The first time I heard it, I literally just looked like, you know that meme of Taraji hiding behind that car on Empire. The first time I heard that song, like, that's how I looked. I was like, God damn, India Sean? Like, it just takes me there. So,
check out India Sean, Neither Do We, off that first project, Origin.
I love it.
Hey.
So, do you guys have any church announcements before we get out of here?
No.
I want to give a shout out to, if you haven't already, do not forget to check out Lip Service featuring Justin Ross.
Yes, it was so good.
Got to kick it with the ladies of Lip Service. Okay.
It was a good time over there.
Right.
Hello. I do. Thank you for pulling me back. Shout out to Angela Yee. Shout out to Gigi. Shout out to Steph. Shout out to everybody over at Lip Service.
It was a really good episode.
Did you like it?
Yes.
We had a really good time. They treated me very well over there.
Talking about the closed mouth smile and everything.
Yeah,
over
we
there.
Had a good time. We talked a little shit. It was a different side of Dustin. So, good time over at Lip Service with those ladies.
You were very natural with them, which I thought I was proud. I was like, he could go on any podcast.
Oh, you guys.
And I posted the link on the Friend Zone Twitter. So if you are following that Twitter, you can just click it directly.
Come on.
Yay.
What about you, friend?
We love you.
You got any church announcements coming up, friend?
Let me think. My collaboration with Spotify will be dropping. I'm not 100% sure if it's this week or next, but it's one of the two. It's called The Cool Breeze.
Okay.
They're doing some programming with it, so that always takes a while, but it's really good.
The slate list is coming.
Right? Asante heard it, and it's really good. What else? Yeah, I guess that's it for now.
Anything else on Dustin's docket?
No, just new body coming soon. I'm working
body.
On a trainer now. You know,
oh,
yes.
I'm okay,
let's put that out
Come
there.
On.
You know what I'm saying? This is a part of accountability. So,
I hear that.
New body coming soon on y'all hoes. I can't wait. I'm finna be a fool. Y'all thought it was bad before. Oh, baby. Shout out to Tanisha Thomas.
Shout
okay,
out
for
to
making
Tanisha
some legendary.
Thomas.
Let me tell y'all hoes something real quick. Because we're not having a reality wrap up this week, but we have a new segment that we're starting
Yay.
Next week where we will be recapping reality TV every week because y'all watch it just like we do. And although this podcast is focused on the work that we do, God damn it, we're gonna have some fun. So starting next week, we will be recapping whatever television shows
reality
are popular during
recap.
The week. It will be reality. It may be some scripted television as
yes,
well.
Yes, because you know I'm going to push you to talk about Mr.
Greenlee.
Robot.
Ooh, Mr. Robot.
Greenlee,
oh,
friend.
Greenlee.
Oh, my God. Greenlee.
Greenleaf is good.
Yes.
So, yes. Oh, friend,
Why
so I got
like
questions,
Desiree?
Right? Did you watch the season finale yet,
no,
friend?
No, I'm behind like a whole season, to be honest.
Oh, damn. Well, for those who watch Greenleaf, real quick, because I know, did
oh,
you watch
gonna,
it, Asante?
No. You're going to okay, ruin well, it for somebody listening.
Well, for those that watch it then.
Look, somebody got take your headphones off if you ain't caught up.
I weigh in Queen Sugar launches
oh,
today,
Queen
right?
Sugar.
And
oh,
Atlanta.
Yes.
Queen Sugar.
You know what? We might have have to call your recap just TV.
It's going to be TV.
It's going to be the TV.
Because there's too many good shows.
Yeah. So just coming soon. But I got a couple questions about Greenleaf real quick before we go, because I know we got to hurry up because Samir just came in here. Shout out to Samir the guy. Do y'all think that Faith and Grace are really May and Bishop's daughters? Do y'all think that? What do y'all think that Mac has on the Bishop? Do y'all think that the church that they mentioned, that the grandfather mentioned about the person dying and on fire, was that the Bishop's first church, or was that a church they asked your sister to go to? What y'all think? And what is it that make Mavis, who is Oprah's character, and Lady May, who Lynn Whitfield is playing the hell out of, what is the source of the tension in their relationship? All of these things coming next week on the television recap here on The Friend Zone.
Find out next week on The Recap.
Be there or be square, but do your hair. We got a freestyle at the end of our shit this year. Hey, now, we never do it this way, but we're going to close this way today.
Hey,
we got
today
a little bit more to say. Asante, it's your turn. Go, hey.
Hey, I'm going to go again, and I'm going to do this shit like an end of the show. It's time to go. Hey, friend zone, you already know. Hey, we get money, and I'm talking banana pudding, and I'm stalking.
Your ass will be walking. Got to do exercise your stomach, be talking.
We love you guys so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening, and we will hear you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Your magic.
We want to go on ahead and say thanks again to Luke Cray for supporting this week's episode of The Friend Zone. Shout out to Luke Cray for sending us some bomb clothes. We're switching seasons, so it was nice to receive a shipment of some new t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out to them for that Harley Quinn skirt that they sent me. I was wearing it, listening to Young Thug, pretending I was on the album cover. So if you're looking for some awesome, cute little duds that you want to throw on while you're smoking, hit Loot Crate up. Use code FRIENDZONE to save $3 on any new subscription. That's if you're in the right state, you know, like if you're in D.C. We normally do these episodes, you know, where it's legal, medicinal.
Shout out to Loot Crate.
But that's use code FRIENDZONE to save $3 on any new subscription. That's lootcrate.com/FRIENDZONE, promo code FRIENDZONE. Get your geek on with Loot Crate. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.